This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shazam!
Shazam!
Yeah, why not? Shazam. You know that I am one who believes a lot in inspiration, perspiration, hard work, hard thinking, getting our way through some of the problems that come to us each day. Our lives are filled with opportunity. Are you taking advantage of the opportunity that you're presented with today? I hope Jennifer Horn feels she is, and Ken Kessler here, Rich McFadden will be along. We are all here to serve you, but you are also there to serve you and to serve others. I believe strongly in the synchronicity of man. That's where Uri Geller and I have come to the same conclusion over 20 years of friendship. And I don't drop his name to be a name dropper. I know Kenny. That's what Kenny Moore, Jennifer, teases me about. Excuse me while I trip over that name.
Yeah, let me jump over that. You know, and I was reveling with Greg Grunberg.
Well, but I don't, and I try not to, you know, these are people, the thing that oftentimes we forget, it's fun to know people who are known by other people, but they're just people. There's no difference between any of us, really. When you get right down to it, we have the same basic bodily components. We need to go to the bathroom every day. Take a shower, hopefully, every day. Get cleaned up. And pay attention to what it is that we do best. What do you do best? What is there that... are you a good thinker? Are you a good actor? Do you think about what it is that you do that affects other people? Are you someone who is detail-oriented? And you sometimes think, I got to control that situation. Well, you know what? You really can't control much of anything except what goes on in your own life. So let it flow. I feel like the Zen master here, the natural rhythm of your life. You probably can't control even all of your own experiences, but you can choose to follow or to lead. And I think that's really there are followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are leaders. But if you get into sort of a flow, a daily flow, and don't take some things too seriously, you can relax and be more, effective is the word that I'm looking for. That's what I try to do. I mean, there's plenty of tension in the world. In the interpersonal relationships that bring us to tension, whether it's spouses, partners, whether it's people we work with, people who are in authority. You may or may not have heard the story from the second hour this morning. If you want to hear, I think it was the bottom of the hour, Kenny. We talked about the police and the lights, the red lights, the traffic cameras, and the fact that anybody who's gotten a ticket from a red light camera is probably going to be able to get his or her money back. Because some smart guy in Florida who was fed up with getting red light traffic tickets had a lawyer who cleverly researched the law, and the law says the only people who can give tickets out are representatives of the law. And the tickets that have been coming from the red light cameras were all sent by the company that was operating the cameras, and thus the loophole. And thus, if you have one of those tickets, throw it away. Don't pay it. They can come back and say, well, this is the law, and you just challenge it. Or get a copy of the ruling. It's pretty easy to get now. You find that story at the bottom of the hour, the second hour, DougStephan.com. Probably ought to send I think I found that story somewhere, Kenny, but maybe we can post it. You find it posted on Facebook.com/Good Day. Comments there, Twitter, @Good Day Show. The reason I brought this up is because I thought I've had some tense feelings myself in the last couple of days. And Jennifer said to me this morning, how was I feeling?
You sound better.
And I guess I'm feeling that I can't figure a way to help anybody unless I can help myself. And so I better help myself to coming around to realizing that I can't control what other people do and think. I maybe can influence with love and attention and affection, but I can't be the one who's responsible. And I've been like that all my life. I've been responsible for others. I wanted everybody to be happy. I want everybody to get along. I want everything to work. And you know what? It drives me crazy to the point of making me ill. So the thing that is necessary here is for us to all realize that we have our gifts, we have things that we're good at, realize what we're good at, and hopefully put them forth, and if other people appreciate it, God love them. If they don't, then you work toward somebody who does, or just appreciate them yourself, and let Charlotte appreciate it. Charlotte is my English bulldog. Anyway, that's what's on my mind. Sad the passing of Ben Bradlee. Not that I was a great follower of his. He was the editor of the Washington Post during the Watergate days, and he was responsible for promoting a lot of pretty good news people at the time. He was too much of an icon to be a good... He was a manager. He was not a journalist. But a lot of people paid a lot of attention to him because he had won Pulitzer Prizes. One was for reporting. It wasn't his reporting. It was people that worked for him at the Washington Post. But one of those sort of iconic figures that when they pass away, he had Alzheimer's, and that was not pleasant, as you can imagine. So Ben Bradlee passing at 93. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the official attorney for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I think most of you are familiar with him and his work. Professor Wiseman is going to join us in a moment to give us the overview of how Oscar Pistorius has done in terms of sentencing. That's up next here on Good Day.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Get the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder because your engine may look the same inside, but it's definitely changing. I'm sorry, look the same outside, but changing inside. That's why there's Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdowns, the leaks, the deposits, the friction, the sludge. So fortify your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. I always call upon him when there's some legal decision. I have two of them for you, but first, the first one is the Pistorius case. You're not an expert on South African law, but I suppose lawyers can apply things because you can get the general principles, right?
Well, of course I'm an expert in South African law.
Oh, damn. Well,
you know, it's interesting because there are some critical differences between South African law and law in the United States. For one thing, the prosecution can actually appeal a criminal decision in South Africa. So the prosecutors there do have the option of appealing this, saying that it was improperly decided and having another trial for murder. It's unlikely that they're going to do that. I'm not sure that they really want to go through another trial like that. The defense has already said they are accepting of this. And then, frankly, what is kind of pretty much the same, although a five-year sentence, which can be down to 10 months of house arrest and then the balance, 10 months in jail and the rest served under house arrest, isn't exactly in keeping with here. A five-year to maybe 6 or 7 year verdict and judgment for a manslaughter, which is what this would be the equivalent of, would be pretty much what would be done here in the United States.
So it's no big deal. This is pretty much in the realm of reality.
Okay. You know, and this was something where they were concerned because is he getting the justice because he's a white celebrity getting something better? And he didn't. He got what really their system would say is fair.
I had I said something yesterday that I was criticized for by several people when I suggested that they wouldn't give him an ankle bracelet because they couldn't find his ankle.
I'm sorry. I think that's pretty funny.
Well, okay, speaking of funny, does Bill Cosby have a case against Hannibal Buress, who is a stand-up comedian that's accused, who's accused Cosby of rape? Cosby settled out of court with a bunch of women a number of years ago, but he's gotten a lot of attention. A lot of people are talking about this, and I wonder if Cosby has a case against this guy.
You know, even if he did, the last thing Bill Cosby wants to do is sue him for libel and go to court and have this all come out, whether it is true or not. He really doesn't have much of a case, even if indeed Cosby is totally innocent of these charges. He is a celebrity, and just like a public figure who might be a politician, you can say things about them that may otherwise be libelous, so long as you are not purposely lying and don't have malice, a callous disregard for the facts. And frankly, there is enough out there to be able to make these kind of allegations, even if they're not accurate. So as a practical matter and a legal matter, not much of a case.
All right, we have 60 seconds for a review of the Florida case where the fellow who got was getting tickets, the red light tickets, and the tickets were coming from the company that runs the camera, thrown out. And I wonder if that'll have ramifications on the whole country. I just said a few minutes ago, you get red light camera tickets, don't pay them because the law says the tickets have to be written by a law enforcement official, and these tickets are coming from the company. Am I right?
Yeah, and you are right. It doesn't fit the what the statutes
don't
require.
Don't pay the fines.
It is,
don't
it is
pay
something
them.
That will get fixed, though.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to. I love that. I saw a guy in a tractor trailer purposely run over, knock down a light at a corner that had a traffic camera on it. He just rolled the 18-wheeler over it. I thought that was fairly fitting, frankly. Get out your frustrations that way. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, important information on some important legal rulings here on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
How you doing out there?
How you doing?
You ever seen to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend?
Really?
Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it.
Really? What are you doing?
Let me tell you about it. Sitting in the classroom, singing at the track. Listening to the teacher laugh, just ain't my bag. You better bring, you know that's my cue. I'm gonna meet the boys on floor number two. Smoking in the boardroom. Smoking in the boardroom.
Oh my God. This goes back to this week in 1973. Number one song was Smoking in the Boys' Room. So, smoking ain't loud. I remember as a teacher. I was a teacher about this time. And chasing the kids out of the boys' room. We'd go in there and smoke. Girls would do it, too. We're playing a song by a group that had only one hit. This was it for this group. But certainly legendary, memorable. Who doesn't remember this song? Smoking in the Boys' Room. Crank it up, Michael.
Yeah, smoking in the boys' room.
That's silly stuff.
Now, teacher, don't you feel me?
That's your teacher. Fill me up with your rules.
Everybody knows that smoking ain't allowed in
school. Smoking ain't allowed in school. This is an American rock band from Ann Arbor, Michigan that we're looking to identify here. 888-302-3684. Prize is a CD filled with one-hit wonder songs. So if you know who this is, you can tell us now by dialing 888-302-DOUG. Name of this group. Every day at this time, we present a song that made it big in America by a group that only, or a single individual, that only hit it big once with this particular song. Let's see who some of the members are from the early years of this group. Cub Coda and Mike Lutz. They also co-wrote this song, and they're singing it, Smoking in the Boys' Room. The song was later translated into Hebrew and recorded by the band T-Slam. Oh, my God. I'd like to see if we could find that. That'd be fun to listen to. Now, Michael, see if you can find that, or maybe Richie. See if you can find the translation of Smoking in the Boys' Room to Hebrew. The band name is T-Slam. Motley Crue also
Michael
had
must love his assignments here, don't you think?
Yeah, you can look around. He's got nothing better to do than look around and push a few buttons. Motley Crue had a minor hit with this song, but I was looking for somebody to identify it as such, and not the case. Is this it?
Thank you. Good job, Michael.
You know what? Michael, save this for Uri on Friday. Right? Put this aside someplace for Uri. All right. Let's see what's going on here. Who can identify as group? That's a lot of fun. Who do we want to talk to and where shall we go? I don't know either that I'd talk to anybody in Napoleon, Ohio. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Hey, not too bad. I work nights and just got home. I listen to you about every morning.
That's good. On the Defiance station? Where are you?
Yeah, 1280 out of Defiance, Ohio.
Yeah. Good for you. All right. So, you know, I have my roots partially in Tiffin, so that's why I know that whole area. As a matter of fact, Defiance College fellow that worked with, went to school with me at Heidelberg and was on the staff there, went to Defiance for a number of years. Name, I get involved in it because I need to make you the star. What's the name of the group?
Brownsville Station?
Yes, Brownsville Station, number one this week, 1973. I bet it brings back lots of, when you heard it first, did you smile?
Oh, yeah, I remember that from high school.
Yeah, but I hope you weren't smoking in the boys' room.
Oh, no, but some of them did.
I know.
You're a good boy.
All right, you get the prize, Kim. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are many dogs and cats with joint problems like arthritis, bursitis, hip dysplasia, and other degenerative problems with shoulders, elbows, and stiff joints. As a matter of fact, one out of five dogs show symptoms of arthritis by the time they reach middle age, and most dogs after the fifth year. Dogs and cats with joint pain endure in silence for way too often. There are things that you can do. Consult with your veterinarian. That's best for you and your pet. He will examine and determine the cause of the pain. Does your pet with supplements? Make sure there are plenty of supplements on the market that help with hips and joints. Make sure you speak to your veterinarian and find a supplement that's right for your dog or cat. And I know you don't want to hear this, but watch their weight very, very carefully. An overweight dog or cat will likely suffer more with joint aches. Keep your pets physically active. You know, a lot of times they get older, we don't play with them as much. Keeping them physically active can go a long way. And in severe cases, speak to your veterinarian about painkillers, but only use them after speaking to your dog's doctor. I'll more next time.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
33 at the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Sean Anderson, who's the founder of Extra Mile America, a voice on the power of the go, the extra mile message. A pretty good keynote speaker, very motivational. Spend some time with us here in this half hour of the Good Day program. Meanwhile, I'm motivated to bring you up to date on what you need to know regarding Ebola at home and abroad. The World Health Organization's Emergency Committee on Ebola is meeting today for the third time since August. The CDC holding a conference with them, calling for faith and community-based workers to try to stem the tide here. In Washington, Ron Klain, who brings government experience but no health background, starts as the Ebola response coordinator today. White House says that he will not testify at a scheduled congressional hearing. He just got on the job. Okay. I'm not sure that I care too much about him or what he's doing. That's my own pejorative on this. A couple of new vaccines may prevent the Ebola infection being fast-tracked for testing. That's kind of a duh. Process will take months, though, because of the process. We can't violate the process. Good God, no. Something might happen, like somebody would die if they took it. That's what I find so ludicrous about this. If we give it to people and they have Ebola and the shot doesn't work, they'll die.
Oh, yeah, well, guess what's going to happen anyway.
Right, hello, duh.
Well, not only that, but if they give it to them and they die and it doesn't work, that means that they're not working on one that will work.
Yeah, right. So you're for let's get going, right, Kenny?
Absolutely.
Let's get going. All right, so look, common sense as it applies here one way or the other. The midterm election countdown. I think it's interesting to see who's going out on the stump. Talking earlier about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton out on the stump. The vice president is in Illinois and Colorado today, and his wife is in Texas trying to get people to vote for Democratic candidates there. Not so effective. Joe Biden, I don't know. What do you think? Would you want, if you were a Democrat running, would you want him to be there campaigning for you? Nice guy. Affable.
And fun, really fun to watch.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a message. The Clintons have a message.
What's yeah, but you message? Would go to see him just to see what he might accidentally say.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Fun.
Yeah, right. Over on the Republican side, several potential presidential candidates like Rick Santorum and Rand Paul and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are at rallies for candidates today in South Dakota, Iowa, South Carolina, Illinois. Notice they are all separated because they don't like each other. They don't. They're not
friends.
Well,
do you think they're going to have like a fist fight if they're in the same room together?
I don't know, but it's kind of silly sometimes. You put all these people, and the one they like the least
is Chris Christie. Which one did I just lost?
I don't know. What happened? Did it fly out your ear?
Yeah, wingo like that.
Wing.
Yep. Okay, let's see here. This is a great story. The Swedish Defense Ministry says that military teams on ships, helicopters, and minesweepers are searching today again off the Baltic Sea near Stockholm for an unidentified foreign vessel that may be a Russian submarine. The hunt for Red October continues. Just one ping, Vasily. Richie's better at that.
For sure. One ping, and one ping only.
Right. There you go. I knew I could count on you when I needed it.
When you
love my
Sean
Connery.
Yeah.
Name my son after him.
Yep. Really? You didn't name him Dudley? For? I thought you were going to name your...
That's his middle name.
Oh.
Yeah, Sean Dudley McFadden. That's it.
S.D.
I never
McFadden.
Mentioned that, did I?
No, yeah. You never told me that. All right, so let's see here. San Francisco took game one. Richie, did you watch it?
I did.
Really?
In and out, yeah.
What'd you think?
I'm disappointed. I was hoping Kansas City would continue their streak of no-loss playoffs and just breeze right through the series, but doesn't look. I told you guys last week, San Francisco's going to win it all.
I told you, people!
Don't count them out yet.
I hope not. I'd love to see Kansas City win it, but man.
They want to be Royals.
Those Giants just know how to get it done when it counts.
Get it done.
Yeah, they do.
Losers. A new study out today suggests that listening to music makes strenuous workouts feel easier and may help people push themselves harder.
Duh.
Duh. All right,
now what rocket scientist came up with that big one?
I'm going to use that as a launch pin into Sean Anderson's conversation, which we'll have in a moment. I think we set with him in a few minutes, Richie?
Uh-huh.
All right, Sean Anderson, up next here on Good Day.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane-keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of six criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Now 17 before the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I happy to have Sean Anderson with us, the founder of Extra Mile America, Extra Mile Day, and also leading voice on the power of the Go the Extra Mile message. We need a message, Sean. We need somebody who can motivate us. Are you the man?
Well, I'm absolutely happy to stand forward and be that guy for you. Good morning.
You are. How are you going to motivate us to be successful today?
Well, I hope to remind you that you get one life and nobody else can make a life great for you except you. So let's start with that.
Do you know...
Hallelujah, Ed, brother.
Do you know Ed Foreman? Do you know that name?
I don't.
He's a motivational person as well. And one of the things that I love about him, his motto is, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. And in the sense that people just need sometimes a simple message to build their hopes around, the essence of one word sometimes or a phrase gets people going. How did you get going? What motivated you?
Well, you know, I've always been passionate about wanting to live the life I love. And I never looked at somebody else to plant that dream for me. I always was very clear about what I wanted. And I learned pretty quickly, thoughts turn into feelings, and feelings can turn into actions. And the cool thing about that is I can control my thoughts. I control my actions. And so if I'm in a place in my life where I'm not happy to be, you know, it's a pretty powerful feeling knowing that you're responsible for having been there, but you also have the power to get yourself out of there.
One of the things that people may remember, the name Sean Anderson, a couple of years ago, he pedaled 4,000 miles across the country. And while he was doing that, he interviewed a couple hundred people who had, in one way or another, been identified as having gone the extra mile, thus the creation of this Extra Mile America. And so how did you, again, I go back to the motivation in general I asked you, but more specifically for this, why this then for you?
Well, in 2008, the media was just filling us with all these things about how we couldn't succeed, how things couldn't happen for us. Foreclosures were at an all-time high. Businesses were closing. Even banks were closing. You know, divorce rates were high. People were losing their jobs everywhere. I mean, the media was full of so much bad news that I felt that they started to lose that basic sense that if you really want to create positive change in your life, you don't look to the government to create the program for you. You don't look at your spouse and say, hey, what are you doing to make my life better? Mm-hmm. You don't look at your boss and say, what are you doing to help me keep my job? But you go the extra mile. You keep doing more and you take responsibility. So I wanted to use my small voice and create this tour, this Extra Mile America tour, to remind people that positive change is created not when we continue to do the same thing, not when we continue to do the status quo, but when we're willing to do more, to give more, to add more. And that's what Extra Mile America and my first tour in 2009 was all about.
You know, Doug, I've told you this story before, but when I was in my 20s, I started just kind of not being happy with where I was going and just not feeling good about.
You're a loser, Richie.
Well,
let's face it.
I mean, hey, and you know, when you go through a rough patch in your life, you start to feel that way.
Yep, you do.
And then I was listening to an old Led Zeppelin tune, and it changed my life. And what Sean just said brought me back to that moment. Nobody's fault but mine.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that everything that happens to you is nobody's fault but yours, and that you are in total control to change anything that happens to you.
Can I twist that around just a little bit?
It puts you in power.
Yeah.
Absolute power.
I think but fault and blame, I had you may have seen it once, I had a sign in my office, fix the problem, not the blame. Hard for us to do sometimes because we like to find out that it's somebody else or think it's somebody else who's responsible for our problem.
But once you take responsibility, it's so empowering.
It is. Take responsibility for yourself.
That was my fault.
About yourself and with yourself. And that's really the message here. So you continue to create. You continue to motivate. What's going on November 1st with you?
Well, as part of the 2009 bike ride, I was pedaling across the Nevada desert, and there's a stretch of the Nevada desert. It's about 65 miles across without any kind of rest stopping. And here I am, I'm going, wow, you know, how can we drive attention to this extra mile message? How can we get people really understanding that if you want to create great things in your life, you go the extra miles? And I go, wow, what if we create this extra mile day and work with some of these mayors that we've worked with and have them clap for and celebrate and recognize the volunteers in their community who were going the extra mile. So as soon as I got into a place I could make a phone call, I called my staff and I said, hey, you know, let's do this extra mile day thing. I think we can get some attention. We can really plant this message and we can clap for a lot of people who are clapped for in these volunteer heroes. So in 2009, I was elated that 23 mayors across the country said, yeah, we like that. We've got some volunteers and organizations that are doing great things in our community. We want to recognize them. Well, the message has continued to resonate. It's continued to grow. And right now, as of last night, 510 cities across the United States have declared and recognized Extra Mile Day to various forms.
Good for you. So maybe if you come back and give us the results of that, maybe on November 2nd, that would be kind of, I don't know what day of the week November is. No, it's Saturday, Sunday. So on Monday the 3rd, maybe if you come back and give us the highlights and motivate, we'll just use it as another opportunity to motivate people. How's that for an idea?
Well, that would be my privilege. And I know that you guys are motivators there because your backgrounds are motivators. I read a couple of bios and just your history of having gone where you've gone and what you've achieved. I mean, you had so many opportunities in your personal life to have quit, to have stopped and said the dream is too big and I can't continue.
You don't know the half of it.
Yeah, you don't know the half of it, whether it's personal or whether it's the professional side, you are right. So let's keep inspiring. Sean, look forward to talking to you on the 3rd of November and see how this Extra Mile Day works out. Pay attention to this. You can go to extramileamerica.org to sign up or just become aware of whether this is happening in your city or not. Maybe you can get somebody locally to do it if it's not in your city. Extramileamerica.org. Sean Anderson here on Good Day.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Again, Jen, Turner Channel is being removed from Dish Network. Why?
Well, this is a story that we've been hearing. You know, these kind of stories happen all the time, Dougie. So what happens is that Dish Network had stopped carrying Turner Broadcasting channels that included CNN. That's what got everybody hot under the collar. Sure. Cartoon Network and Adult Swim, those companies failed to renew their distribution deal. This kind of stuff happens all the time. You've got programming networks who go in and want to raise the rate. If you don't know how it works, people on the programming side will charge a dollar figure per subscriber. So let's say for CNN, they might be charging a dollar per subscriber to the cable company or to the satellite provider. You start multiplying that by millions of dollars and a huge chunk of what you pay to your cable system goes to programming, as it should. But, you know, sometimes they're asking for a lot of money. So they get into these little shuffles.
Turf wars.
Yeah, exactly, right. Exactly. Yeah. It'll work out.
51 after.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
After the hour, we're all over the place with information, conversation, a little of this and some of that. And now we go to the that from this with Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, pet behaviorist. I bet you can't say that 100 times fast, Warren. You are a pet behaviorist. Want to repeat after me?
I stick with the pet guy.
Pet guy. You chicken. Warren Eckstein is here. He's the author of any number of books on pet care. He also has a line of vitamins and minerals just for your cat or your dog. Hugs and kisses, they call. Speaking of cats and dogs, there are cat people and there are dog people, and we're going to identify them in just a matter of moments. Are you a cat person or a dog person? I better not be even close to being a cat person, Warren. We'll find out how that works in a moment here on Good Day.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One-ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend. Okay, so how can you tell this is going to be good? Let's figure out whether Kenny or any of us, Jennifer, is a cat person versus a dog person. I want to be a dog person.
Here's the quiz, okay? Cat people are more likely to be women. Dog people, obviously, more likely to be men.
Mm.
Cat people, more likely to be introverts. Dog people, more likely to be extroverts. Cat people more likely to be liberal. Dog people much more likely to be conservative.
Really?
And more likely to be creative. Cat people are more likely to be creative, but dog people are more likely to be agreeable. And I love this one, Doug. cat people are more likely to stick with their friends at a party, where dog people are seeking attention from other people at the social gathering.
And smelling their cat.
Well, you know why dogs do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Tell me. It's a handshake.
No, it's surfing the web. It's Google. It's Yahoo for dogs. All the information they need is right there. Yeah, they're surfing the web when they sniff each other's butts and are crying.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on in.
There's so many things I know that you have no need to.
Right, apparently.
Okay, I have a question then. Can I ask a question?
Please, Jennifer, yes.
Okay, so last night I'm petting my cat, Oren, and this happens all the time. Pet and kitty, oh, she's fine, she's purring, and then all of a sudden she beats the heck out of my hand and just bites me and almost draws blood.
Really?
I know she's crazy, but what is happening?
We need to have a really long talk, but let me tell you what's going on. You're sexually stimulating your cat.
Ew! I don't want to do that.
I didn't say you wanted to do that. You wanted the answer.
Where were you petting her?
I was petting her head.
Well, there you go. But think about it. When a female cat is in the process of breeding with a male cat, the male cat is kind of holding and biting at her head and stroking her head at the same time. So you set up that sexual stimulation. Just like when you rub a male cat on his belly, sometimes they'll turn around and bite because that's that love bite after the act of having sex with a female.
Really?
So they beat the heck out of each other after they do it?
So is this what lesbian love is all about? What is the? When are we having?
You guys are way behind my pay grade at this point.
Wow.
But no, it's very... No,
there's so many inappropriate jokes.
Okay, so how do I pet my cat without turning her on?
Meow.
Oh, my God.
Send her in another room and let her listen to Barry White, okay?
No, I want to... I'm serious about this because I just pet it, like, you know...
Pet her for short periods of time on her back and not on the head.
Really? Yeah. But she always wants to pet her head.
I mean, that's exactly why. She wants sex all the time. Man, I'm glad I could make you feel good this morning, Jennifer.
So what if you turn them over and rub their bellies?
Belly's a different story. Rubbing a belly can be a sign of either total confidence in a pet or total submissiveness. In other words, if a dog or cat exposes their belly, they're submissive at that point.
Right. Come on, Jennifer. Sing it to your cat. Let's hear it.
Disgusting. I feel like Bill Cosby.
Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Check out petshow.com. Also check him out at...
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.